Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Brian Hutton, the head basketball coach at Sherrard. Of course, now we can put retired head basketball coach. He walked off the sidelines for the last time last Saturday. The Tigers played a hard-fought game but fall short to Monmouth Roseville. But down at the shoebox, has it sunk in yet that your basketball coaching days are over? And I know your teaching days are starting to wind down, too.
Yeah, it's really starting to hit me. That's the thing. For a long time, you know, during the first half of the year, teaching year and coaching year, it was just like people would say, oh, you got to be counting down the days. And it's like it never seemed very real to me. And since Christmas time, I've had a few more officials say good riddance to me and a few coaches that got to kind of talked about it as well. And it definitely has sunk in a lot more. But Saturday, I'd have to say after that game was a little bit more emotional. It's always kind of emotional letting go of your seniors. And I always tell kids, you know, this our team comes to an end today and the seniors move on and we'll reconstitute a team next year, but it won't be the same team. And it's like, well, now it's like I won't have a team to put together. So definitely one of those things that's hit me pretty hard here after that game was over. And the following days afterwards, it's just like the more I think about it, it's like it's weird. It's just a weird feeling being done.
All right. I'm not going to name names, but I saw a parent on social media post a thank you saying, thank you, Coach Hutton, for being hard on my kid and making him respond to that and being tough on him, you know, tough love, so to speak. Yep. You don't see too many compliments like that anymore. So I segue into the question about that. It's nice to see something like that. So I do my math quickly, 34 years, 1988 to 2022, have things changed significantly, you think, in the coaching profession in terms of how you can coach and how you cannot coach?
Yeah, and I think a little bit. You know, I think when I got dismissed here the first time around, I think that kind of gave me a little bit of wake-up call that things had changed a little bit. It used to be that way back in the day, you got about chewed out at practice and came home and told your parents about it. They usually chewed you out as well. And I don't think that happens quite as much as it used to. I think kids are a little bit different now, and you have to. I think you have to treat them a little different. I've had so many players that have come back and coached with me, or you know, as sophomore coaches, or whatever. You're softening up. You're softening up, and it's like, I think that at the core, I'm still pretty demanding on the kids. And I think if I was to ever give that up, it'd probably be time for me to just give up coaching. But I think I've had to adjust. I think kids are a little bit different as far as they're wired a little bit different when it comes to athletics in general. And so you take a little bit different approach. But at the same time, like I said, the core values to try to get the kids to perform at their highest level, and whether the way I did it is right or wrong, that, you know, we get in debate about that. But it's one of those things that's how I coach kids. And I think in the end, the kids that have definitely made it through, I think, at least I hope that it came out better people at the end.
Well, and you know, you have experienced just about everything you possibly could in coaching, right? You mentioned being dismissed your first time. That had to be a low point. I get it. I was at that meeting, and I always tell people when they say, don't tell me it's about sports all the time. And I'm like, well, the longest school board meeting I was ever at was when they decided to get rid of Coach Hutton at Sherrard in an 8-hour meeting. But, and a little tongue in cheek there, but you know, you can come home again. And I thought that was a great story that, hey, I'm coming back, and I'm going to coach here. And I love that, you know, and I, this is a testimonial for me as a parent. My kid played for Coach Hutton, and I'll say I loved your coaching style with my son and that group of kids that played at, Mercer County, which I think is important. And then, you know, we talk about what was one of the great monumental moments of the station when we broadcast that regional championship game in 2000 when Sherrard upset Alleman at the Alleman Regional. And we all know the backstory there. So you got to experience that. You had a great run, I think, 14 years at Sherrard. I thought a great time at Mercer County, and then are able to come back and coach at Sherrard. So have you experienced everything you possibly could in coaching, you think?
Well, not a state championship, which is what the was. But, yeah, it was. And, you know, when you take a look at it, and then you take a look at those times in your life where your lessons are taught. And to say I was obviously a perfect coach the first 14 years as a head coach, I wasn't. And did I deserve to be fired? Well, you know, some people obviously thought so. But, you know, that was still a tough moment in my life as far as I'd put so much time and effort into it from some summer camps to, you know, going on doing summer shootouts with kids and stuff. And it was a big, it hurt a lot, getting fired that first time. And I tell you, it's one of those things though that a year or so later, I look at it as kind of a blessing because I got to spend some years down in Mercer County and met some incredible people down there, some incredible families down there as well. And you know, a different type of kid down in Mercer County than it was at times as far as the athletes that we dealt with day to day. And I loved every minute down there as well. And then when the opportunity came back, like you say, come back home, came about, it was one of the things I wanted to try to do because it is so different being outside of the school versus inside. And I guess say in the hallways every day, I'm walking by basketball players, which I never did at Mercer County. You know, I'd see them at practice for a couple hours and that was it. So, you know, the opportunity to come back home was something I couldn't turn down. And I really enjoyed my 5 years. I was hoping we could make a little bit more progress and leave the program in a little bit better shape when we left, but we are where we are, and hopefully the next person kind of take and run with it. And I think it's, you know, we got some good kids coming up, but yeah, it's been a fun run. You know, you go back and you talk about some of the big wins, whether you're talking about the 2000, when upset at Allman, but I still remember one of my other favorite games was when Alex Johnson, who's now an assistant under me, was a junior. You know, we headed into the regional at 10, I think we were 10 and 15 at the time. We had the number one seed in the semifinals in Orion. They were 26 and 5 or some ridiculous number like that. And they were putting up 60, 70 points a game almost. And we went in there and upset them and held them like 36 points. And that was just a great feeling because they had just clobbered us 2 weeks prior to that. They'd beat us by 26. And so, you know, you take a look at those times where you can take a look and say, okay, how can we give our kids a chance? And that's what it's all about, is trying to get kids to get the wins that they deserve. And those were fun moments. And I got to go down to the state tournament as an assistant coach under Gary Flecker. And so that was a great experience as well. So, you know, you meet a lot of different types of kids and a lot of different types of people during this job. And it was a blast.
Yeah. And I guess you know, and I know you said, well, I've done everything in coaching, but when I didn't win a state title. I know that, but I still say for me, even I think the state experience broadcasting is great. I love it, but I still love more than that. I love the regional atmosphere and the sectional atmosphere because they're traditionally played at small high school gyms.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, when you have that special season, you get to state, but I'm saying the vibe in the small town, small school gym, I dig that, at the regional level and the sectional level. And I really thought at the height of the Olympic conference, when the eight teams were in the Olympic, you know, especially the Friday nights, you know, back in the heyday in the 90s, in the early 2000s, it was pretty special to play in those environments on Friday nights. Now, did you win state when you won that game on a Friday night? No, but, you know, you won something. You beat the rival, and basically, you know, that town was in the gym against the other town. And I just think being a part of those moments, you know, that leaves a pretty good mark on you too from your career coaching at Sherrard, like I said, in the heyday of the Olympic.
Oh, absolutely. When you take a look at some of those games, I every once in a while I'll run into those old footage, whether it be on YouTube or some of my times I'll dig out old tapes and take a look at it. Our crowds at some of those conference games were incredible. I mean, we had a game against Farmington where we were both battling for conference championship here at our place, and the gym was just packed from the very beginning, you know, from about 6:15, 6:30, you couldn't find a seat in the gym, and the fans were going crazy. We had the Tiger Terribles were there, that's what they called themselves as far as our fan base, and it was just a crazy, crazy atmosphere. And, you know, you go down to Farmington, and of course, Farmington fans treated us like, you know, the kings that we were, I guess, coming in, but it's just like they let us hear about it from the time we walked in the gym till the time we left. They were on our case, and those were great times. And you know, you coach, I would get, you know, you get a coach against people like a Tom Wiersbe, and you coach Grant out of Monmouth, Roseville. You know, those are incredible high school coaches, and to play against them and try to battle against them was always fun. And I found out very early on when I became a head coach that there's a lot more to coaching than what I thought there was as a JV coach, because we spent a lot of time getting our butts kicked by some of those coaches early on in my coaching career, and then things kind of evened out over the years. But those are fun experiences. And you talk about the regional environment. You know, you go into that Allman regional, and I remember getting on the bus, and the fans are already wrapping around the school on the sidewalk going down. It's like, boy, this is just going to be a fantastic environment. And I can still remember Travis Haynes shooting free throws at the end of the game. He's bouncing the ball, getting ready to shoot the free throw, and I could hear the ball hit the floor. And I'm 15, 20 feet away from him, and I can't hear the ball hitting the floor. And it was one of those moments like, that's just weird to see the ball hitting the hardwood and not hearing the noise of it. And then I still remember heading over to Orion when we had Cody Adams and Alex. Alex was a senior and Cody was a junior that year. And I remember walking into the school that day, that night, and it sounded like there was a game going on. Both crowds were already in attendance. They had allowed the gym to fill up early, and it's like, this is nuts. And I was talking to Eric Hutchins, who was my freshman coach at the time, and it's like, he was trying to talk to me pregame, and he goes, I can't hear anything you're saying. And this is pregame. I'm going, this is going to be a night where we're just going to have to really communicate with a lot of hand signals, because I, you know, that early in the game, you're going to hear it. And that environment, I always told the kids, you know, that environment is an environment you don't get in any other sports. You know, playoff football is great, but because it's outside and, you know, lots of fans a lot further away, you don't get that intensity. Baseball is a great sport, but at the same time, you don't get the intensity you get with basketball. And it's just, until you experience those huge crowds and those really active student bodies, you don't really understand what high school sports is all about.
Yeah, well said. And you know, the question begs here, you know, competition, it can bring out the best in you and it can bring out the worst in you. Now, I'm speaking collectively as everyone, you know, whatever competition they play. Do you think when you look back at your career, maybe in your early days, man, when you watch how you coach maybe early, you're saying, man, maybe I took this thing a little too far. Maybe I was too high strung. Do you see what I say? What I'm saying? Do you think
absolutely.
That suits you? Competition can bring out the best and the worst in you.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things when you take a look. And I remember when I went through the board hearing after 14 years being a head coach. You know, I told them, hey, I'm one of the people that I do at the end of every season, at the end of every game. I'm reflecting on what I did as a coach, and so I don't let it rest. I don't think that I've got all the answers, and I don't, and I still don't. After doing this for 34 years, it's like I still am puzzled half the time. And so when you take a look at it, it's like you do take a look at your past. And I know, you know, I went through a string there early on, and you know, my coaching career was like there's a T. I got a technical foul from the officials about every 3 games. And, you know, after about, you know, 28, 29 years of head coaching, I figured out that maybe I don't need to do that. I've never had an official change their mind on any call anyway. And so I tried to back off. And in my last few years, I've got a lot less tees than I ever got my first years coaching. And as far as, you know, as far as being how hard on the players, you know, I was reading a book one time about Don Shula, and they talked about how everybody always thinks Don Shula is always this calm guy on the sidelines. They talked about in the locker room, he would light people up. And he goes, he did that out of respect for the players. He didn't want to show them up in front of fans. It's like, so you try to adopt a little bit. And like I said, I still go a little bit too nuts at times, but I try to say, you know what? I'm going to chew a kid out. Let's do it in the privacy of our locker room as opposed to it publicly. And so those type of things you'll learn. You're never going to be perfect at doing. I still make mistakes, like, you know, on a regular basis, but you try to learn from that kind of stuff as well. Because yeah, when I first took over, you know, the arrogance you have as a young coach, you get a quick wake up call and some of that kind of stuff.
All right. I will argue and say that you were in your best element as a basketball camp counselor, your camp that you hosted. And I thought, man, that's a guy teaching there. I mean, is camp counselor Hutton the same as Coach Hutton during like a season or during a game? Because I compliment you both coaching, you know, games. I like your style coaching. My kid played for you. I dig it. I love the program under you at, you know, Mercer County when you coach there. But then I'm like, you know, camp counselor Hutton's a little bit different because it's just you're teaching fundamentals and you're not necessarily teaching, hey, let's try and win this game. Well, is it kind of hard for you to distinguish between the both? Because that's, I tell you, the one thing I wish you would continue your involvement in the game. You know, you don't have to coach games or coach practices, but I think like camp counselor Hutton would be a pretty good resource for some program to have. People are going to say, well, who's he going to be an assistant coach for now? I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying I think that would suit you to still be involved in the game at some type of capacity like that. So camp counselor Hutton versus regular Coach Hutton.
Well, I tell you, it's actually, I'd even go further than that. I'd probably say it's summer Coach Hutton versus winter Coach Hutton, because it's like in summertime, you know, I'll get to campus in a second, but in summertime, it is a lot more to me about, you know, trying to teach. I think you always should be teaching the game, but I think in the summertime is where you really have to teach the game. And so I usually scale things back, you know, and I take a look at summertime You know, I very seldom talk to the officials. Now, officials may disagree with that, but I very seldom in the summertime talk to the officials unless I think there's a danger involved with the kids, because I want to focus my attention on the kids and then trying to really take a look at saying, okay, where are we at right now and where do we need to go with this basketball team? And so I'm a lot more laid back in the summertime than I am during the season. And I think part of that is you're not prepping for games. You're not staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get game, you know, plans ready to go. And so a little bit of that, you know, a little less stress in the summertime. But I tell you, the camp, you know, when I take a look at the things I'm going to miss, I'm going to miss that dearly, because it was always a pain getting ready for it the week beforehand. I would be grumpy and tired and everything else. But as soon as those kids walk in the door, it's so much fun, because these kids are coming in and they don't know anything about basketball at all. And to start with that level is one of those weeks that it was just a fantastic experience. And to watch the kids grow, and, you know, we do a lot of like math fundamentals based on the John Wooden stuff, because that's what my high school coach did. And to see kids even during that week grow as basketball players is pretty incredible. You know, still a little chaotic when it comes to games and kids running around with their heads cut off, but you do see a lot of growth as far as them understanding the basics of how to play basketball, and that's very rewarding, and it's a lot more instant as far as that gratification you get as a coach to see that growth with the younger kids sometimes in that camp situation. But like I said, I remember the one year we had 128 campers in gym, and back then we actually had, you know, kids from Monmouth, we had kids from Orion, we had kids from Manchester, Iowa, we had kids from Alwood came over at that time, and it was just such a competitive camp, and it's just a really big, a fun thing to be a part of.
All right, so I'll tell people my career in radio here locally kind of parallels Coach Hutton's career coaching here locally. So you're kind of the coach that I've worked with the most, right? For, you know, I've been on the air 30 years. So I've been working with you for 30 years. So
why do you see him so much younger than I am?
Well, because it's easier to be an expert broadcasting games. You know that. So what I will say about this is that you've, and what I appreciate, you know, is you never stiffed us once. And by stiffing us, I say, are you accountable in victory and defeat? And I always appreciated you always were accountable, at least on the airways. And I tell people from a coaching standpoint, they're not talking to me. That's not what it's about. They're talking to community. They're talking to school. And that's why I think it's important for them to come on the airwaves and represent their school, you know, in victory or defeat. I've never once in my 30 years have ever had to say to Coach Hutton, come on, you know, you need to come on the air after the game. You know, you just took it as a responsibility again in victory and defeat. Not once have you ever stiffed us. And now there were some moments where we played these games where do you want to come on and face the music? No, you don't. But you still do it. And I think even early in your career, there's probably some times, you know, heat of the moment, you're coming on 5 minutes after the game and you're PO'd about something and you probably say something that you shouldn't say. Well, I know you probably did that more than once early in your career.
I think you promised to burn some tapes one time for me after.
But anyway, I want to say about this job from my standpoint, this is a long way to say it, but I'm sincerely thanking you for your support of the station and, you know, just being a part of this thing in high school sports. And I just think it was always great how your relationship with the station was so great. And I mean it, man. I'm really going to miss you coaching in the area. You've been a great friend to me, and I've loved your style. Like I said, I love you, Coach, my boy. And I was going to begin my conversation to make all the Monmouth Roseville people mad. I hate the shoebox, and people say, why do you hate the shoebox so much? And Chuck Grant's listed in closely. Well, the reason I hate the shoebox so much is because my son, he played his last game down there, his senior year, the Eagles lost to, Knoxville in the regional, just had a terrible shooting night. Everybody did and just couldn't buy. It was one of those nights. And, So we lost that game at Monmouth Roseville. And then I'm like, man, you talk about irony or whatever you want to. And then Coach Hutton has to walk off the floor last week down at Monmouth Roseville in his last game. And I'm meaning that in the utmost respect, but that's why I hate the shoebox, because my kid ended his career down there. Coach Hutton ended his career. But anyway, seriously, man, thanks for all the help over the years. You've been so great to work with. And your camp counselor and post game Hutton, on WRMJ has always been great. So I appreciate your help. And like I said, Coach, you've done a great job. You've been great to basketball, interscholastic athletics. And I'm going to miss you on the airwaves, but I know I'll see you around. You'll probably be coaching Aaliyah's third grade youth basketball team here in about 5 years at Alwood.
I may have had to find a job real quick before she hits that age. But Jimmy, in all honesty, WRMJ is an incredible resource for our area, and you guys do a great job. It's so easy to have a good relationship with you guys, because so you guys have spent countless hours. I don't think people understand how many hours you put in, and the people back at the station will put in to carry a high school basketball game. And you guys have always been incredible to work with. And that's one of the things I look at, you know, what drove me up the steps at Mercer County to you know, crawl up there the way up the top bleachers after a hard loss was because I felt I owed it to you guys because of what you do for high school basketball. And I know you get all kinds of awards and stuff, but I think the biggest award you get is just the kids just love you. I mean, they just do. And you see that in some of the times when you show up in places and everyone wants a picture taken with you and stuff. And you've been incredible for high school basketball. And hopefully you can continue that for another 30 years. Although Ty, man, he's making some ground up on you.
He's better than me.
He's doing a great job. But no, you guys have always been an unbelievable, plus for this area. And I know sometimes, you get into those situations where you want to follow the kind of hot team and, right now that's the Rockets. But just listening to those games, it almost makes you a fan of the team you're covering because, you take a listen to your voice covering the Rockets, make the Rockets seem a lot less evil than we see them normally. But you guys have done, like I said, an incredible job over the years. I don't know of any other radio station that does what you guys do, because it's pretty incredible.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you around, man. Thanks for coming on today.
All right. Yep.
Brian Hutton, 34 years coach, and joins us on WRMJ.